This series marks the 40th anniversary of Word and Life. People have been at this for 40 years. Most of us are newbies here, but there are some people in this group right now who were here originally. And so on the first hour of the last day, March 23rd, this is what we thought we'd like to have happen for collective wisdom. The first half of the first hour, Alice McDonald has consented to be the MC, and we would have some founders come up and prepare something like a little 3 to 5 minute statement of what the Word in Life was back then and what it meant to them back then and what it means to them now. And after the founders talk, then it's our turn to talk. We are all newbies. Most of us are newbies here. So if you would be thinking between now and the 23rd of March, something, maybe a 3 to 5 minute paragraph of what Word in Life is meaning to you, why you come here, what do you come here every Thursday for, and what it means to you, and if any transformations have happened, what, just be thinking about contributing to the collective wisdom of the last week, okay? And then that would be all of us. Anybody that wants to talk can come up and do that. And then we would staple the words onto the word garden over there. And then after that, Tom Heck has consented to do some singing. We're going to have a party. We're going to have a 40th anniversary party. And I'll be asking for people to come early and decorate, too. So we don't have time to dialogue about that, but maybe we can dialogue about it at the break time and tell us what you think about those ideas. But think about preparing a succinct paragraph, written paragraph, that you would come up and tell what Word in Life means to you, and that would be 5 weeks from now on the 23rd. Amen. Now we come to Susan. Susan is our speaker this morning. Susan Copeland has been a member of the Santa Barbara community for almost 40 years, and her accomplishments are many. She served as the Director of Spiritual Care in the Cottage Health System for 11 years and has also held positions as an elementary and secondary school teacher, a music consultant, and a parish minister. Lots of skills, right? She's taught bereavement classes for the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, and she's a certified Kundalini yoga instructor, a certified healing touch practitioner, and clinically trained, board-certified chaplain with the Association of Professional Chaplains. She received a Master of Instructional Design and Curriculum Development through the Graduate School of Education at UCSB and a Master of Divinity degree from the Pacific School of Religion in Berkeley. She worked with Hospice of Santa Barbara to develop their program of spiritual care. And furthermore, she's an associate member of the Iona community in Scotland and returns to Scotland once a year on pilgrimage. I happen to have the wonderful experience of being one of the group that Susan took us. We were in 2011 to... How about, I prayed for a lucid tongue, too. Anyway, on Iona, this is a picture of the author of our book, John Philip Newell, Susan, and myself. She took us over, took a group of 5 people over. Wonderful, we were bunkmates. She was on the top bunk, I was in the bottom bunk. We had a great time. Susan's interests include photography, creating ritual and celebration, and the joy of adventure of going on pilgrimage. Susan and her husband, Biff, here, have walked the Camino del Santiago Compostela, St. Culbert's Way, across Scotland to Lindisfarne, England. She walks. She talks. But best of all, Susan is the grandmother and a nana to Stella Grace and River. A new granddaughter will arrive next month. She's the author of a book called Finding the Waymarkers. Is it over there, Susan? Which is a pilgrim's journal for modern times. It's available for purchase over on the table at the break today. This today marks the third time Susan has accepted our invitation from Word and Life to speak to us. She first spoke in 2007 when we were doing the book about imaging life after death. And the second time in 2011 when we were studying John Phillips' earlier book, Christ of the Celts. So thanks to Tom, her remarks are on the website wordandlife.us. So we will now I want you to join me as we warmly welcome the return of Reverend Susan Copeland. She's going to be talking about reconnecting with the journey. We're going to bless you now, Susan.
Oh, good.
We bless you.